Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The DH, Chris James. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jennings. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jennings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jennings moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jennings moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Fermin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hasse hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jennings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jennings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Jennings moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Canseco. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Furman applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster bunts towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Webster. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up beyond third. Blankenship can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jennings is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jose for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fermin hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alomar. Weiss moves to third. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jennings bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to second. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Alomar for a passed ball. Gallego moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallego scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Y settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 3 in the game. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 3 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Webster. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado strikes out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics 4, and Cleveland Indians 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.